This is a dictation for Deborah Simpson, DeborahSimpson. Date of service is 2/6/2025. Date of birth 6/2/1983. Date of accident 12/24/2022. Ms. Deborah Simpson has been a victim of an automobile accident that occurred on 12/24/2022, where she was hit on a T-bone fashion on a driver's side while she was driving a minivan. The impact caused her some headaches, but no symptoms of TBI, some anxiety, panic, but the pain syndrome that affected her from neck, mid-back, lower back, right hip, right knee, and chest, right side of the neck. Overall, the patient has had extensive physical therapy and has improved significantly to the tune of 50 to 60% as of now. And her pain used to have a radiculopathy with radiation to the radiation to both buttocks, but that has now not been there so much, less frequent. No radiculopathy is described. No numbness, tingling, or weakness of the upper extremity or legs. Overall, pain does stay around 7 without pain medications, and ADLs are affected between 5 to 7. Even though the patient is able to do a full-time job nowadays, and so please review the records for ADLs and for system review, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. The physical examination. Is as follows. The blood pressure is 119/93, pulse is 57, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of January 14, 2025, dictation number 0114-032. Diagnosis also remains the same. Plan is to provide the medications to the patient, which is Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day with food, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Mobic is for anti-inflammatory effect. Ultran 50 milligram PR and 60 tablets are provided for pain relief. Xanax 0.5 milligram PRN to be provided for anxiety and panic that patient has during driving. Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for anxiety and depression. Lyrica is provided 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, as well as Furoscix for headache relief. Patient has occasional mild headaches, but not too often. And other than that, patient continues physical therapy at 2 times a week to the neck and the lower back. She does have an involvement of SI joints bilaterally, and the patient is undergoing traction massage, home therapy. A chiropractic treatment is also ordered for her to help. Eventually, this therapy will be discontinued,